Well, let's say some other things. How about some Texas topics here? A lot of things to see in the sky and up in the air. First of all, yesterday, Aledo High School, and we were sent this by April in Aledo, but I also saw it on their socials, and it explained it a little more why there was an elf on the shelf. Oh, I don't know, on top of the high school? Yeah, it turns out that it was actually planned. You had, well, first of all, you had Dr. White at McAnally Middle School as Buddy the Elf tooling around. But Mr. Martinak was up there on the high school as the elf on the shelf. He got up there at the top.
That's quite a shelf. It's like a parapet.
Yeah, and he was watching, too. You know he was watching. And then if you were just glancing last night in the sky, Elle called me and said, I don't know what I'm looking at right now. And I said, that narrows it down.
Mm-hmm. The rest of your life as a married woman.
As a beaming comet, asteroid, space junk, something flew through the sky. And it was seen all over North Texas. A lot of reports across the Westoplex. And it turns out it was one of Elon's little things.
Oh.
It was one of those SpaceX Falcon 9s. So that's what it was. Even though that weird asteroid that the Harvard professor says is aliens, that should make its closest pass by Earth like this weekend, early next week.
Oh, well, at least we'll have some friends up there.
And you know what?
Hmm.
If that is, in fact,
everyone's invited.
Yeah.
Y'all, come to the wedding. We can get you in the VIP section.
It's going to be like a Men in Black wedding with all the weirdos.
But Deborah Ferguson and NBC shows up then.
Congratulations to our friends up in Plano who have that calm, cool demeanor. And it shows. They were just voted the most relaxed city in Texas. LawnStarter.com compared 500 cities in America in 7 categories. Mental health, sleep, commute time, finances, and more. Austin coming in at number 17 nationally. The only 2 Texas cities to crack the top 20. Number 1 in America is San Jose. And I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Mm.
Say maybe it's because you have to be a millionaire to live in San Jose, which I've never experienced being a millionaire, but one would assume you could be a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah, you learn something every day.
Mm-hmm.
May have seen, in fact, Governor Greg Abbott announced it in Westoplex Business News. Ariat International expanding its regional headquarters here in Fort Worth. They're going to move it in. Yet another HQ here in the land. That one fits, too. We love our buddies there at Ariat. About 150 new jobs, they say, and about $9 million in capital investments, whatever that means. That's coming our way. Also, it was announced on the business front. The New York Times makes a list of the top 50. That's it. Top 50 stores in the U.S. 2 Texas retailers made the list.
Ooh.
One out there in Houston. But ML Letty's down there in the historic Stockyards made the top 50.
Ooh.
Best clothing stores in the U.S. They are a custom boot maker. And I think their original store is out there in San Angelo, but they've been at it well over 100 years. ML Letty's, congratulations.
What's that? Mm. Such a cute store, too. I love it. Well, vintage stuff. So, hello, Garden Valley. And to all of its residents, especially if they happen to be exceptionally tall and hairy. It's not lights in the sky, but it's Bigfoot. Texas truck driver saying he saw one walking on the side of the road. It was minding its own business. It didn't even care about the passing traffic. And then off it went into the woods. Now, a report has been filed with the BFRO.
Yeah.
That's the Bigfoot something operation. Yeah, there's been no inspection of the 900 acres just yet where it went off into. But they say that East Texas is a hot spot for Bigfoot activity.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you. Plus, they're always blurry. By the way, also Bigfoot.
Everyone's invited.
So come on out. A couple other rankings for the cities. Grapevine officially been voted Newsweek's Reader's Choice Best Christmas Town in America.
Aww,
over there.
Merry Christmas!
There it is, Christmas time in the vines. Beautiful. Fort Worth ranks number 1 when it comes to big cities for permitting. Number 1 in the U.S., Fort Worth, for fastest, most efficient permit. office.
The paperwork?
Has a score of 0.96 out of a possible one. So
we don't need no stinking permits.
Well, you can get them free. Way. And then it was announced that, and you may have seen that, well, you know, Brown Friday is after Thursday, the Thanksgiving.
Oh, dear. Okay, yeah.
And this list comes out. Coming in at number one in the most clogged cities in America, fresh off of this recent data, ladies and gentlemen.
There's nothing fresh about this story, not even a little.
Number one most clogged city in America.
Number one.
Salt Lake City, Utah. But coming in at number two, Dallas. So congratulations to the city of Dallas. You may have been number two for number two, but you are always number one when it comes to that in our heart over here.
Number one.
There you
go. Turn it up. It's time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee.